Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
You know, the only good thing about the closing ceremony last night at the event up on the Gold Coast was that they were doing, obviously, the host city for the next games gets 15 minutes to, you know, sell themselves.
Yep.
And they used ELO music because ELO are from Birmingham.
Sure.
So hopefully in 2022, we'll hear a lot of ELO music.
Nothing wrong with that.
In Birmingham.
Nothing
And, of course,
there
was
that.
An absolutely fantastic presentation.
The closing ceremony.
Look.
People all over the world are talking out.
Yes, they are certainly talking about it. There's no doubt about that. I don't know. Where do you find so many B-grade players?
Well, you know, you have to search long and hard.
Honestly, there were some singers there last night I'd never heard of. Where was Barnsley? Where was Barnsley? Where was Kylie?
Hey, where exactly right. Where were they?
None of those people.
That's
bloody Anthony Kalia. Guy Sebastian. Oh, Guy Sebastian. Guy's
all right. Anthony's all right.
And some other people I'd never heard of. I was fair dinkum waiting for Nikki Webster to come out.
And she didn't. No. And had she come out, you would have been happy.
we had everybody else. The only person we didn't have there yesterday was Chappelle Corby, but I'm sure she was there somewhere. Just want to go through some of the tweets that were rolling through last night during the closing ceremony.
Okay.
I won't go through all of them, but these are some of the classic ones. Tweet from Annie Clark. This closing ceremony feels like a school talent night where you've got to sit through shit until your kid comes on.
Every parent can relate to that.
Sure my mum can.
A tweet here from Tanya Thomas. This closing ceremony is proudly produced and choreographed by a middle-aged drama school teacher experienced in fancy school pantomimes and whose great form of inspiration was the first season of Australian Idol and Carols in the Domain. This one. It's a photo of Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Never again will we complain about this fella. And this one from Kay on Twitter. So it's fair to say that the Gold Coast Suns no longer hold the record for the worst performance at Metricon Stadium.
And there were
thousands of them. It was just the best thing watching all these tweets come through last night while the closing ceremony was on.
I don't think I'll watch the closing ceremony. I think I'll just get on the hashtag and read the tweet.
Do you purposely, you know, take time out of your day, a bleak night, to watch opening and closing ceremonies?
Not usually.
Right. I was sort of interested in that one because it's on home soil.
Right.
And I thought the crowd are going to go off because we've had a lot of success on the track and in the pool, and you know we've won all those medals. There's no athletes involved in the closing ceremony. Just a lot of B grade singers.
And how many gold did we win? Over 80.
Oh, lots.
82 gold, 59. Silver, 59 bronze.
Yeah, you think they'd parade the athletes?
You'd think it'd be about the athletes. Who came up with that? At what point do you sit around the table? And I know when we close the games, which is all about the athletes.
Yeah,
let's not have the athletes.
It was some guy in America. It was all staged, organized by someone in America.
Where were the Tony Bartuccio dancers? Interesting story that's come through over the weekend. This involves your average Joe Blow phone repair gentleman.
So the phone's just simply not working.
That's right.
So we get we ring up Telstra or Optus or someone, and they come in and they fix it up.
That's right. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this is actually from the UK. So the big phone company over there is of course
Virgin.
Two phone repair men from Virgin have arrived at a club to fix a phone issue at this club.
Yeah.
And as as the Virgin phone repair men have arrived, they've discovered that the club is, it's a special club.
Right.
Where you go for special cuddles.
Oh.
So the phone repair men have actually found themselves in the middle of an orgy.
No.
They arrived They arrived to fix the phones.
I bet they did.
And they discovered women in lingerie peeling off for a little bit of playtime.
Throw your keys in the pot. Yeah.
There were men there wearing only skimpy towels at a swingers club's grand national themed romp. So they dressed up to like they were going out for a ride on the horses with the hounds. And then the gears come off for the special cuddles.
No.
The Virgin phone repairmen kept a stiff upper lip and got on with fixing the club's phone and their broadband, despite offers to join in the fun.
Well, I can understand how the conversation went. Hello, boys. What are you here? What are you here for? Oh, we're Virgin. Yeah, not a problem. Virgin's in this corner. Special treat for you guys.
One club member said online afterwards, I kept laughing about the Virgin media men. They didn't know where to look. Another said, love the irony that they were wearing T-shirts with Virgin on it. And a third clubber added, ooh, and they were looking for somewhere to put their screwdriver. Oh, please. The life of a phone repairman. There you go. You just simple call. You get a call to go and fix the phone. You walk in and there you are in the middle of a little bit of special playtime for adults.
It's not right when when you're a virgin at a swingers club and you're there to fix your connections.
Last week, Leighton, when you were away because you didn't trust the tradies that were working on your house, Cherie and I were discussing, of course, the royal wedding is coming up. And over in the UK at the moment, of course, you can buy a lot of royal wedding
merchandise.
They're all cashing in.
Yes. Yeah. And some of it's a little dodgy. One of the ones that's going around and is selling like the proverbial hot cake is a royal wedding commemorative plate that has a photo of Meghan Markle on it, but instead of Prince Harry, it's got a photo of Ed Sheeran.
Oh!
And Cherie...
Wrong redhead.
No.
Easy mistake to make.
Yeah, easy mistake. Easy mistake.
Cherie, you were telling me that you've gone to purchase one of these, or what's going on?
Because it's got to be a collector's item.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I was telling my mum about the story over the weekend because she's a bit of a royal enthusiast.
Yeah.
And especially when it comes to Diana and her sons. So I was telling her the story and she had to have one. So she said, can you buy one? And she doesn't online shop. So I said, I'll check for you, Mum.
And you found the Ed Sheeran plate online?
Yeah, found it on Etsy. There were two left and she made me buy both of them.
No. How much were they?
About £25 each. So
what?
$50 pretty much.
It's an investment, Leighton. In years to come.
Wow.
In years to come, that'll be worth.
It'll turn up in 20 years on Antiques Roadshow.
Wow, that's fortune. You know, you get a ticket to Ed Sheeran cheaper than that.
But I think they'll probably actually continue to manufacture these dodgy plates now because they're so popular.
And if you wanted to see Ed Sheeran, there's one at Hungary. Question with a notice. Have you ever been asked
I'd like
to...
you to ask a question with notice one
all right,
day.
I'm going to ask you a question. question with notice, Potsy.
Yes,
have you ever been asked to eat something that is not food?
Well, look, in this business, Leighton, in this business that we occasionally, for some unknown reason, the radio industry likes to do stunts.
Stunts, yeah.
Stupid stunts.
So I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here where they've got all the, you know, grubs and stuff. I eat these. The cockroaches eat these.
And I figure after a lifelong career in the industry, I don't have to do crap like that. So if I don't want to get my hair shaved you know, drink something or, you know, dress up in women's clothes. Oh, hang on. That's you know, I don't have to do that. So, look, I've done a few things over the years.
That you regret?
Have I eaten something that's not food? Was that what the question was?
Eaten something that isn't not food?
No.
As a kid, I probably had a bit of paper just because I could, but that would be about it. Mm. A Perth stuntman by the name of Jeff Abel.
Right.
He also calls himself a professional madman.
Yeah.
He has chosen, not by a dare, not by a bet, he has chosen to eat some cactus.
Cactus?
Cactus.
As you do.
Now,
and he did this because?
Just because he can.
Right.
He said, look, it tasted like aloe vera. Well,
yeah. Really? Really? So he's a smart man as well. Yeah.
It tasted like aloe vera. But he says the hardest part was trying to chew the cactus because it's like you had 1,000 pins in your mouth.
Yeah.
What a toss.
Well, apparently,
yeah.
The prickly pear cactus
right.
has been linked to lowering cholesterol levels yeah. in the body with its fiber content.
Well, understand that. Mm. Understand that. But you
imagine,
don't, but you don't
passing
eat,
it.
Don't eat the...
You know what I'm saying? I've gone straight to the end process.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking how.
Yeah.
How it, do might, you, it might go in okay, but how does it come out?
Well, I don't think it goes in okay either because, you know, you've got a thousand little prickles in your mouth and you've got to get that down your gullet.
Ooh.
You can feel every as it goes through your intestines. But when it comes out.
Yes, that's going to hurt. Don't do it. We little kiddies listening. Don't do that.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. The man that did it is a fool.
Potsy and Layton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.